Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The deity and divinity of Jesus. Some really silly guys did a series of videos called Nietzsche Walk because they wanted to share how neat is nature. In episode 1, Vic sees a tree that he really likes and says, "Score! This is an aspen tree. You can tell that it's an aspen tree because of the way it is." This is either circular reasoning or an obvious statement. Just look at this thing. You can tell it's this thing because it looks and acts like this thing. I feel a lot like that when I look at the first part of our third foundational truth statement. We believe in the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. As a side note, I covered the second part of this statement, which is, as God's Son, Jesus was both human and divine, in another post, which you may link to in the show notes. So check this out. The definition for deity is the divine character of God, and the definition for divine means things relating to the deity. In saying we believe Jesus is God, we are really saying, you can tell that Jesus is God because of the way he is. In order to make this definition work, we need evidence for both the divinity and the deity of Jesus. That being said, let me remind you of J. Warner Wallace's instruction on faith. There is blind faith, believing in something without evidence, unreasonable faith, believing in something in spite of the evidence, and reasonable faith, believing in something because of the evidence. Here is some evidence that I think makes it reasonable to believe that Jesus is divine: his virgin birth, his sinless life, his miracles, and his death, resurrection, and exaltation. I think the best evidence for the deity of Jesus is the connection he himself made between the Jehovah titles of the First Testament and his I Am statements in the Second Testament. Jehovah Jireh means I am your provider. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Jehovah Rapha means I am your healing. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Jehovah Nisi means I am your source. Jesus said, I am the vine. Jehovah Shalom means I am your peace. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jehovah Ra'ah means I am your shepherd. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. Jehovah Sabaoth means I am your wall of protection. Jesus said, I am the gate. Jehovah Tzened Kinu means I am your righteousness. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jehovah Shammah means I am here. Jesus said, I am the Alpha and Omega. The Jewish leadership understood perfectly what Jesus was claiming. See John chapter 8, verses 48 to 59, John chapter 10, verses 22 to 33, and Matthew 26, verses 62 to 66. But the more pertinent question is this: do we understand what we must do with this evidence? We cannot claim that Jesus was born of a virgin, or lived a sinful life, or did miracles, or died and rose again, and then not believe he is God. We cannot pick and choose the parts of Jesus we want. The Apostle Paul reminded us that someday, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, verses 11 and 12. Every knee will bow to him one day, either in worship of Jesus as their Savior or in abject terror of Jesus, their judge. I pray that you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. Don't wait another moment.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out CraigTOwens.com.